Someone lives in a chotzer with a goyo with a kuti may not carry in the chotzer unless he leases the goyo's rights to the chotzer from him. Rabbi Yezman Yaakov said it only becomes aser when there's more than one yid living in the chotzer with the goyo. Rabbi Galil said there was once a tzaduki who lived in our mavoi. We got him to relinquish his rights to the chotzer for Shabbos. My father told us to quickly use the mavoi before the tzaduki so that it can't be said that he took back his rights to the mavoi. Yudah said the story went differently. Rabbi Galil's father rather told him to quickly do whatever needs to be done in the mavi before Shabbos began, because it would be also to carry there on Shabbos if the tzaduki would use a mavi, because that would show they had taken back his rights for use of the mavi. Mar says Abaya bar Oven and Rav Chanina bar Oven were sitting with Abaya and discussing our mission. They said the view of our mayor, which is a Tana Kama, makes sense because he holds that a guy's residence is treated as a resident, and since he can't be joined in an Erev, he makes carrying in the chotzer also unless his rights to the chotzer are somehow taken away. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov's view is difficult to understand. If he holds the guy's residence is treated as a residence, and why is the guy's residence not a problem if there's only one yid in the chotzer? And if he holds that the guy's residence is not considered a residence, why is there a problem when there's more than one yid living in the chotzer? Abaye asked, the braisa which follows Rameya says that a goy's residence is treated like an animal barn. If the goy is away for Shabbos, an erev may be made. We see that even Rameya says that a goy's residence is different than that of a yid. Mar says we can answer both questions. Really, all agree that the residence of a goy is not treated as a residence that could answer carrying in a chotzer. The reason Rabbanan said that that they asked carrying is that they wanted to discourage Jews from living in a chotzer with goyim. Therefore, they made life with them difficult by not allowing an eruv to be made in a chotzer without somehow removing the goy's rights to use of the chotzer through a lease process, which the goy is unlikely to do, resulting in that the yid wouldn't be able to carry in his chotzer. Rameyer says that there were goys of this with even only one yid. Rabbi Yaakov says one yid would anyway never live alone in a chotzer with a goy. He'd be afraid for his life. Therefore, the rabbanim were only goys when there were two yidden in the chotzer. The Gemara asks, why would a guy be unlikely to give up his rights in the chotzer? If you say it's because he's afraid that he'll permanently lose his rights, that makes sense if you say that a formal lease must be entered into. However, if it's only a token lease, the guy wouldn't be concerned about that. A Braisa says this is actually a machlekes. If Chissa says that a formal lease is needed, the lease that allows a full use of the chotzer, even to fill it up with chairs. And Rav Sheshi says only a token lease is needed. For example, even if the yid doesn't get the full right to fill up the chotzer with chairs or something like that. So if only a token lease is needed, then the goy would have no concern that his rights would be totally taken away from him. If so why would he be unlikely to give up his rights? The Gemara says the goy is concerned that the yid will use the chotzer for kishuv. Therefore, he won't want to give up his rights in the chotzer. The Gemara says, a braisa says the residence of a goy is considered like the barn of animals, in that if a yid visits the chotzer of a goy on Shabbos, he's allowed to carry in that chotzer. However, a mayor says if a yid lives in the chotzer along with the goy, then it becomes also to carry to and from the goy's residence. Rav Lezmin Yaakov says it does not become usher unless there are two yid living there. In fact, Gemara, in our Mishnah, Rav Meir said the goy's residence even makes carrying from the yid's house usher as well. So he says different than the braisa over here. Gemara says the Mishnah is discussing where the goy is home for Shabbos. His presence prohibits carrying to and from even the yid's house. The braisa is discussing where the goy is away for Shabbos. In fact, Gemara, if a house prohibits even without the owners there, then that din should apply for the house of a goy or a yid. And yet we find that when a yid is away for Shabbos, his house does prohibit carrying unless he's joined in the Erev. Gemara says, in truth, all agree that an empty house does not prohibit carrying in the chotzer. With regard to a yid whose presence in the chotzer can't prohibit carrying, the rabbanim agrees that his empty house also prohibits carrying. Regarding a guy whose presence only prohibits carrying because of a gzeira, the rabbanim were not geyser that his empty house should prohibit carrying as well. In fact, Gemara Meir says in a mission that a guy's empty house does prohibit carrying in the chotzer. Gemara says that's only when the guy will be returning on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, says we pass from like Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov. Rabbi Huna said the minig follows Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov. Rabbi Yehuda said people have come to follow Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov. Mary asked Abaye, said to Rabbi Yosef, we have the rule that the rulings of Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov are few but pure. Kavanaki, and therefore we always pass like him. Also, Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, passing like Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov. Given that it's so clearly the halacha, can a Talmud pass in this halacha even when he's in the jurisdiction of his Rebbe? Typically, a Talmud may not pass within the jurisdiction of his Rebbe. Rabbi Yosef said, I would ask the simple question of whether an egg can be eaten with milk to Rav Chista when Rav Huna, who was Rav Chista's Rebbe, was alive, and he wouldn't answer me because he wouldn't want to answer even a simple question when in front of it while in the jurisdiction of his Rebbe when his Rebbe was alive. We see that even a question with a clear answer may not be passing by a Talmud. Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi asked Abaya, can a Talmud paskin a question when it's in his Rebbe's jurisdiction, which is answered simply by reading the Megillah's Tainus? Rabbi said, there Rabbi Yosef said, I would ask the simple question of whether an egg may be eaten with milk to Rav Chista when Rav Huna was Rav Chista's Rebbe was alive, and he wouldn't answer me. We see that even a question of the clear answer may not be passing by a Talmud when in the jurisdiction of his Rebbe. Rav Chista would paskin in Kafri while Rav Huna was alive. Why? Because Kafri was beyond Rav Huna's jurisdiction. Rav Huna would paskin in Charta D'Arges during Rav Chista's life. Rav Chista was his Rebbe, because again, that was beyond the jurisdiction of Rav Chista.